The UN has announced that a food crisis has escalated in South Sudan. A staggering 2.5 million people, about one-fifth of the population, remain either in crisis or emergency-level food insecurity as fighting continues in the country. According to the latest Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Report, this is more than double the number of people who were experiencing this level of food insecurity in December 2013, when the current conflict broke out. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is warning that the situation is deteriorating and there is an urgent need to expand resilience efforts. But to give us more insight into the situation on the ground is Serge Tissot, FAO's interim representative in the country. Mr. Tissot, thank you for joining me.
Nice to speak with you.
How would you describe the day-to-day for those living in the most affected areas?
I can say that food insecurity is not only concentrated in the northern states. Our food security concerns the whole country. If we are taking two people in food security stress, we are speaking about 6.4 million people. It means half of the population in South Sudan is affected by a problem of food insecurity. And if we are speaking in particular in the conflict-affected area, if I take the example of Bentiu, over the last 2 months, 20,000 new arrivals have been registered in the IDP camp. It's very difficult because everything has been disturbed. You have to know that majority of the displaced persons, we are speaking about 1.4 million people displaced internally inside South Sudan. Most of those people are living in host community. So the community have to feed more people than scheduled in a regular year. And usually when you are on a regular year, there is already a gap at the end of the dry season, waiting for the first harvest. This gap is usually between March and May. And this year, the gap will be quite huge and it will affect a lot of people.
And going back to the communities, what kind of food are people accessing? What can they access?
This year, there is a major problem in food transfer because the traders are not traveling to those areas for security reasons. And in the area, the farmers are not growing as much as they can. We consider that only 40% of the land has been planted last season.
What other kinds of factors are making it difficult for the farmers?
Yeah, it's difficult for the farmer, of course, but also for the agropastoralist, because if the cattle don't have enough grass, you don't have milk, even if they are not eating that much meat. People start now to kill some animal because they don't have other choice. We try to address this problem also by providing also some vaccination to the cattle, but we are also providing some fishery equipment. In many areas, you have access to the river. But the main food, the crop food, we have to wait the next season. And the next harvest will only be in May, June. So we have still a few months to wait before to address the needs of the population.
And according to the information released, there seems to be some potential in areas outside of the conflict zones to grow enough food to support the country. What needs to be done for that to happen?
We try to improve the market, but this market is usually managed by traders, and the traders are not able to travel everywhere for security reasons. That is difficult to address.
And you mentioned a bit about the coordinated efforts. What are the next steps?
Of course, coordination remains something very important. FAO is a colleague of the food security cluster with WFP, and we are making coordination with the NGO, but also with the state ministry, to distribute the goods in time. We are now in the procurement of everything. We will distribute something like 4,000 metric tons of seeds. We will distribute nearly 200,000 fishing kits. And something I would like also to mention is the fact that for the time being, we try to address the current crisis. But it's important to know that the crisis will not end with a peace agreement. We are moving to a protracted crisis. It will be a long-term crisis, and we will still need the support of the donor in a mid-term, because people will never be able to go back home after this crisis. There are still a lot of violence in the field, and it will take time to change the behavior of people, and it will take time to have everybody comfortable with livelihood.
Mr. Tissot, thank you so much for your work and for your time today.
Thank you very much.